Doctor, lawyer, beggar man, thief. Billy Joe Remarkable looks on in disbelief.
In a little under 3.5 hours, I'll be doing my part for Earth Hour, whose rather OTT website describes turning off your lights for an hour as, for the first time in history, people of all ages, nationalities, race and background have the opportunity to use their light switch as their vote. Switching off your lights is a vote for Earth, or leaving them on is a vote for global warming. And if you pop along to the website, you can enter the draw for a hot new Toyota Prius, because nothing says how serious you are about the planet and making a statement about global warming than the prospect of winning a new car, courtesy of a sponsoring car company. You'll excuse me if I vote for sense instead and read a book under an energy-efficient light bulb. But I've gotta love the way all this sums up the politics of gesture. It all sounds impressive until you realise that nothing's really been sacrificed and nobody's even been genuinely inconvenienced. It's actually rather fun in a childish kind of way, spending an hour mucking around with torches or eating dinner by candlelight. What really turns out to be a pain in the arse is walking the half mile to get a bottle of milk rather than jumping in the car, or using public transport assuming you have access to it, with the added inconvenience of having to plan your day around timetables. And here's the chicken and egg question of consumerism. What sucks harder, making sense of all that guff about energy ratings, fuel efficiency and water usage, or deciding that you don't actually need another gadget? Is the local recycling scheme really eco-friendly or just the long way round to the landfill? When your council has the lights on, are those light bulbs sustainable? Is out of sight, out of mind when it comes to buying cheap clothes that are so cheap because of lax environmental and labour standards? Forget it. Instead of turning the lights off for an hour, how about permanently turning the lights on and making sure there's someone home?
Well, I bet she's still a virgin, but it's only 25.